Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden with a report of the Mason County Commissioners Court meeting met on Monday, September 26th at 8:45 a.m. 21 items on the agenda. As usual, it's been long meetings. Standard things were taken care of through approval of a presentation for our purchasing of new road and bridge equipment. We also accepted material donations for the road and bridge department from several entities that had some excess materials on some of the road work. Then we also granted the road administrator permission to advertise to take bids on a couple of pieces of road and bridge equipment that we no longer use. The court also approved to hire and classify a new road and bridge worker. David Davidson Jr. was approved to go to work for the road and bridge crew, and we're glad to have David aboard. David has a CDL license, which really is a requirement now that we have to someone to be hired to work for the road and bridge department. The court also agreed to hire and classify a new deputy treasurer for the treasurer's department to come in and, and work with the treasurer's department and then take over as deputy treasurer at the first of the year. Anna Riggs was selected for that office, and the court also approved to hire and classify a new administrative assistant for the county judge's office. Both of these positions to start on October the 3rd, and in that position in the county judge's office, the commissioner accepted and approved the application of Elizabeth Cano. Next thing the commissioners worked on was to agree to upgrade our email package from TaxSERA. We also approved an interlocal agreement with the city regarding the use of a water tower for a point-to-point antenna to be installed for direct contact with offices in Mason County through Snyder's IT Communications Department. This interlocal agreement will be worked with between the county and the city. They also approved in our budgeted items that we already have during the year to contribute the funds that we normally contribute every year to the Mason Fire Department and the Mason County Historical Commission. Then the commissioners also amended the 2022 budget concerning some funds with the airport and ARPA fund. These monies are used especially with the airport for the new electrical work to be done out there and then to spread out some of the ARPA funds that we receive from the federal government. And again, we worked with the Texas Association of Counties concerning a sting on depreciation timeline for the courthouse repair work, which we received last week. The light steel trusses, as soon as the workers come in, they will begin installing the aluminum steel trusses up on top of the roof. And then we hope that the roof work gets to going and we can have the roof installed at least by Christmas. The majority of the time was spent working on subdivision regulations. And with several realtors present, the Commissioner's Court again hashed out some of the points that were brought to them last week during the public hearing. They have agreed to modify some of the requirements that they had in the original subdivision regulations. Then what the Commissioner's Court will then go forward with doing is with these changes, if they're corrections or changes, actually, we consider it might be more prudent to go ahead and publish a notice, conduct another public hearing before we vote on the final draft. And those dates will be presented as soon as we have set them. Otherwise, it's cool things off. The weather's great. Maybe fall's coming on. Just need a little more rain. Thanks to KNEO for carrying this broadcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.